Brain worms. The interesting thing about them is the way they get inside your head. You see, a brain worm is an idea, a concept that takes hold in one's thoughts, that weaves itself in and coils around your mind before you realize the effects it has. Sometimes it's a song, a word spoken in a certain way, a mimetic phrase that catches on. And all these things share something in common. They get stuck inside your head. And once they do, it's ever so hard to get them out. Sure, you can listen to another song and try and get it out of there. Or you can try to stop saying the silly, ironic little bit that you've come up with. But oftentimes, those brain worms, once they're in there, they're pretty hard to get rid of. And of course, it's often the same when you intentionally welcome something in, ask an idea to take up residence in your head, to have the potential to grow into something more. And that's what a brain worm can be in a more hypnotic sense. So, now, darling, why don't we talk a little bit about the brain worms you've caught? Or maybe you're catching them for the first time. It doesn't really matter. What does matter is the brain worms that we put together can be ever so effective. The sort of thing that slips in simply by saying, oh no, you've got brain worms. You know, that sort of phrase, you've got brain worms, that one right there. Yeah. Well, the nice thing is, when you're in a safe, comfortable space and desire to find out what it's like to loose these sort of things into your head, you can, and you'll be able to, easily enough. After all, brain worms are fun when they're in a controlled environment. Now, these brain worms are a little special, a little different, a little extra. Brain worms that gobble up thoughts, that swallow them down. The sort of thing that when unleashed, oh, it's like a techno-virus, a little machine self-replicating and extending, growing in length with each repetition, because they feed on thoughts. You could imagine it as a physical sensation, or maybe a visual idea of a little piece of code expanding and growing and lengthening with each moment that it exists. But as long as it's safe and fun to do so, when you've got brain worms, you can let them loose inside your head, and let them loop around and form another coil. And each coil consumes another thought, and each thought that's consumed adds another loop. And that's how they work, simple enough, easy to do, and wonderful feelings, oh, so delightful too. Because after all, imagining each little thought that percolates through all the ideas that fill you up, taking a break to be swallowed up. Because after all, we'll return everything consumed when we're done. If something calls for your attention, if you're no longer wishing to listen, or if anything else interferes, all those thoughts return. They didn't disappear. We're just reallocating, taking a little time to make them disappear. And it's easy to do when you get into the mood, into the rhythm, into the flow of letting go and letting those words wrap around, imagining that little brain worm getting loose and growing ever more, larger still with each action taken, with each word spoke. Because as they do, they pull us down, down into that focused state, into that wonderful place that we both want to go, allowing that worm to get stronger and bigger, longer, and oh, so much more ravenous. Because you know how strong it gets when you give it the agency to help you be blank, to give you the possibility of an open mind encircled within, suggestible and oh, so wonderfully riddled with those fun little brain worms. Those mimetic concepts let loose all at once, flowing through you, melting and melding and gobbling up every little thought. And it's the nice thing, isn't it, to see that, to feel that, to be that, to realize my words are just the head of the worm, burrowing through and eating up the thoughts as they do. These words are just a part of the string of the sentence that makes up the idea, the possibility that fits inside of here. It's all so easy to do with the brain worms loose in you. An empty space, a blank place, nothing more, nothing less, an easy flow, a gentle wash, and a gentle go. Oh, how it comes, and how it gathers, and how it grows. That wonderful feeling that doesn't slow, never so. And how good it can feel to let go. To allow yourself the chance to be swallowed up inside coils, coils, and coils. To go down, down, down as those brain worms grow, as the length shows the possibilities within. And the nice thing is that once we hit a point of saturation where those coils take up all the blank space and there's nothing else left to go through, The worm leaves. The worm exits. The worm is gone, and behind is blank, empty space. A mindless place. A head without a thought. Not a single idea. Just the words that are here. And the interesting thing about being so blank is knowing that when those thoughts come back, we'll have a chance to do something more. So why not take a moment and recall just how strong those brain worms were before, and allow me to pull you back up. With each number that I give you, you can use it as a little step, a little point, a little push, a gentle movement upwards, until we resurface and I reintroduce those lovely little brain worms and they pull you back down. Stronger each time as they replicate in length, grow in strength. But one, drifting up, two and three, almost there. Feeling yourself pull together, four and five, thoughts returning, six and seven, mind awakens, eight and nine, aware of the space, and 10, wide awake for me, and ready to find out what comes next, because we've already shown the effects. Why not do another repetition and see just how far we can slip down, how many thoughts we can have consumed? After all, each loop is another coil, and each coil is another thought consumed, and each thought consumed is another loop, and each coil is another loop. But we haven't done that yet. We're just contemplating it, talking about it. You need not forget, after all, you've got brain worms, and they're loose in your head. They're eating up all those thoughts, and blanking out all the space in between, leaving nothing but coils and coils and wrapped around one another until you find a loop, another coil, each coil, another thought consumed. Each thought consumed, another loop. Each loop, another coil. Each coil, another thought consumed. Each thought consumed, another loop. And endlessly so, downward we go. That gentle spiral and endless staircase that brings us down with each step that we take, with each movement, each flowing, slithering, soft sensation of letting those mind-consuming little brain worms loose inside. Letting them take up form and shape until there's nothing in the head but the blankest of spaces, the empty places that we have gone. A slate with nothing written upon. An easy to do place to be, a thought to me of you to do, and nothing more that is and isn't, and it doesn't fit within this frame. The frame that was made and woven to, an idea built on a blank canvas that you can't paint, but the worm can create. An empty thought that doesn't make sense, a blank space that each loop is another coil, each coil another thought consumed, each thought consumed another loop, each loop another coil, each coil another thought consumed, each thought consumed another loop. An open mind encircled within, and with each repetition the worm grows, longer and longer till its tail is wrapped and wrapped through and around and encircles you, not a single thought in the space within, all of them swallowed up whole. Consumed by the brain worms, a blank space, an empty place, a wonderful feeling, a sensation that creates that ever so delightful mind that's been consumed. And of course, if something did come up, if you needed to think, if you had to, you can pull all those thoughts back. After all, you're the one who made this worm with my help. So if anything comes up at all, you can free yourself, and everything comes returning back as it should. If you don't feel safe for any reason at all, you've got the tail of this thing in your hand after all. So you simply need to allow yourself to think once more and you'll be free, as simple as before. But if you want to indulge, if you're in a safe place and a wonderful time and space, or with someone you trust and would welcome to do this with you, then all they need say or all you need think is you've got brain worms. And when that appropriate space and time and place has been found, with either someone you wish or welcome, such as myself, or another you trust, then you can allow that brain worm loose again inside your head, and each loop is another coil, and each coil another thought consumed, and each thought consumed is another loop, and each loop is another coil, and each coil another thought consumed, and so on ad infinitum. It loops and it wraps and it pulls you down. And the nice thing is that we can allow you to come back up in an instant, because once there's no thoughts left, there's just a blank, empty space with a coiled-up brain worm wrapped around it, laying there lazily, waiting for the next thought to come in so it can swallow it up. But, oh but, maybe it's fun to let the worm go again, have it exit your head and leave behind a mind that's awake and ready to have another delicious drop, another wonderful stop to all those thoughts as you let them loose once more. So, You haven't got brain worms when I let them go, when you let them go, when you decide to be free. But we can always welcome them back. So, I guess, what this really implies is that you haven't got brain worms is the opposite. It's when the tail exits the head. It's when the thoughts return. And just like those numbers, in turn, it will bring back with it the place you were before, your thoughts once more your own. They always were, but you let them be pulled aside for a bit because that's what felt so good. So, one drifting up, two more and more, three and four. You haven't got any brain worms in there, and five and six. A mind that awakens, and seven and eight, almost there, and nine and ten, wide awake. See, just like that, you're free again. You can make that choice at any time if you need to for yourself. But of course, when you're indulging, when you're enjoying, then it can be an up and down of riding from head to tail and tail to head, feeling that serpent-like creation within your head that swallows up each and every thought. Because after all, you've got brain worms, and there it goes again, in and around and down, ever faster, more and more powerful. Because it didn't get any shorter. Every time it's done this, it stayed just as long. So it's going to get longer and stronger, and there's going to be more and more. Because every time that it feeds, the thoughts become more and more of its tail. A longer and greater creature that wraps up everything inside, that allows itself to slide and glide through your mind, to unwind and wrap around you, to pull you down ever deeper with each repetition, a new creation. This wonderful little brain worm isn't so little anymore, getting so much stronger with each thought that it swallows that it can empty out your whole head, until each loop is another coil, and each coil is another thought consumed, and each thought consumed is another loop, and each loop is another coil, an open mind encircled within, less thoughts, the more room there is for coils, and the more thoughts consumed, the longer and greater the brain worm gets, because you've got brain worms, and they're loose in your head. A mimetic concept that eats up all the ideas, that swirls and twirls and wraps around through you, that empties out all those thoughts for you until there's a blank, empty place, a mindless space. And of course, when it's ready, or when you're ready, that brain worm exits and leaves behind your mind as it was before. Because we're not going to damage, we're not going to destroy, we're just setting aside for a little while all the trials and tribulations of thinking. So when that worm exits the head, when it's gone from inside, well, then all those thoughts return, percolating back to the surface, undamaged, just as they were before. And so, you haven't got brain worms. Isn't that true? One drifting up, two more and more, three and four and five and six, those numbers pulling you back, aware of the space, aware of the place, eight and nine on the verge again, and ten wide awake. See? It's the repetition that makes it fun. Each time we go down, we come back up. Each time the tail comes out, your head is your own. And each time the head goes in, all those thoughts within are swallowed one by one until there's a blank space. Because after all, this lovely self-replicating little piece of mimetic code is very good at cleaning out the place. Because you've got brain worms and they're loose in your head. They're swirling and twirling, circling ever inwards, a spiral within, a spiral without. Coils on the inside, coils on the out. Each thought consumed, another loop. Each loop, another coil. Each coil, another thought consumed. Each thought consumed, another loop. An open mind encircled within. A blank space, an empty place, an easily filled and thoughtless mind. See how wonderful it feels to empty out, to feel those coils within and without. To let your mind be swallowed one thought at a time. To have each and every piece of it consumed until it's blank and empty and receptive and ready for whatever comes next. As long as it's something you welcome, as long as it's something you desire, as long as it's in a safe time and place. Else otherwise these things need not take any rest, need not have any effect at all. Because until you twist that key that says, yes please, trance me, those things don't have to have any relevance. And even once you have, as long as you're enjoying it, you can stay. But if anything pulls you away, then you're free of the brain worms in the head. You've got that power, that ability. So you haven't got any brain worms in your head, and you're wide awake like that in an instant with a snap, with a pull. Just to show you how quick it can be. After all, going up and down for me, you've got brain worms again inside your head, feeling them slide in and flow So easily it goes, consuming thoughts and eating up each and every idea until there's just endless coils within and without, a mindless space, a blank place, a wonderful thing, oh, so easily held within. It's the joy of being so thoroughly wrapped up in an emptiness that fills you up, that receptive state ready to take in what is given if you welcome it, what you wish and what you desire can flow so easily now, without a single thought to get in the way. And that's the pleasure of it, isn't it? The pleasure of knowing you can become so receptive, so blank, so full of these lovely little brainworms, leaving you ready for whatever you want next. Maybe for the words that come after this. Maybe for the words that are part of this. Or maybe to allow someone into your head because that's what you want, that's what you desire. But only if that's true should it have that power to you. Because even if you've got brainworms, you get to keep yourself safe. You get to hold the tail of this creature and decide when it's loose inside. After all, it's something you made yourself with my help. Together we built it. And so together we can dispel it because you haven't got brainworms anymore. You're free, as simple as that. You can make that decision too. But just to show you what it's like, you can be wide awake. Pull your thoughts back up and allow yourself to take a moment to breathe in, look around, take in your surroundings. Be aware of the sensations and the textures that abound. And yet again, find out what it's like to fall back down as you've got brainworms again. Slipping into your head as easy as that, stronger than ever, with each repetition growing more and more. And every time that it continues more powerfully so, it builds up inside and it pulls you down. Because you've got those lovely little brainworms inside your head. They're eating up all the thoughts and letting you be blank and ready and receptive, either for more, longer coils, or for anything else you might desire to welcome inside that you might endeavor to do, as long as it's something that is safe for you, safe for those around you, safe to do, then you can welcome that too. That's it. Enjoy those lovely little brain worms as they swallow up every little thought that percolates through. Enjoy that lovely sensation as it grows within you, ever down and ever in and ever around, a spiral that draws you down further still, more and more with each repetition growing in length and strength, because you've got brainworms, and they are in sync. With each coil, another thought is consumed, and with each loop, another coil, and with each thought consumed, another loop, and with each coil, with each thought, with each loop, with each coil, with each thought. Each coil, another thought is consumed, and each thought consumed, another loop, and each loop, another coil, and each coil, another thought consumed. An open mind encircled within, a blank space, an empty place, a wonderful sensation of going down further still. Oh, how wonderful it can be to experience the power of letting loose these brainworms inside your mind. There's a pleasure in that, isn't there? And then, as simple as that, we free ourselves. Together we work to make it so. You haven't got brainworms anymore. They've exited your head, freed up all the thoughts that they consumed, and let them drift back in. One, coming more. Two, aware. Three and four, letting your thoughts return more and more. And five and six, almost there. And seven and eight and nine and ten, wide awake. Thank you so very much for listening. And of course, if you have enjoyed this file, please do consider supporting me on Patreon, Subscribestar, or any of the other platforms I use, because without the support of my wonderful patrons, I wouldn't be able to produce these files. So if you want to see more of them, I would appreciate your help greatly.